Rest easy. I'm almost done with you. You had quite the fall back there, didn't you? Oh, you don't have any memory of what happened, huh? It's all right, sweetheart. Just take a few moments to get your bearings. What you're feeling is me using my silk to help bandage you up. I know how it may look from your position, waking up to a rider spinning silk and all, wrapping it around your wrist almost like a cuff. But don't worry, it's just one of the injuries you happened to get. I was already able to stitch up the cut on your forehead, and I cleaned your bruised lips up as much as I could. There's only so much I can do with my very limited supplies. I wasn't exactly expecting a visitor today. See, I spend most of my days alone. Being a predator doesn't make for many prey that want to be my friends, and this area is mostly full of prey. But you'll be my friend, won't you? I would hope so. I'm taking time out of my day to bandage you up, a total stranger. But your wrist should be as good as new within a few weeks. I think you sprained that one, hence the bandages. I could only really see bruising, no cuts or anything like that. The wrapping's not too tight, right? Wonderful. There's still a few more spots I need to patch up before we're finished here. I don't think you're going to be leaving this cave anytime soon, sweetheart. You got anyone waiting for you back at home? A loner, just like me. Explains the position I found you in. Right. I didn't tell you about that, did I? So, I was coming back home since it started to storm and I didn't want to get wet or anything. Plus, there's always the chance of thunder and lightning and, well, you know how that goes. I had some of my berries, some fresh water, and was getting ready to make myself a delicious little drink when I saw something out of the corner of my eye. Something I know I didn't put there. This place isn't the most well lit, with only the fire for lights. But when I noticed something that wasn't there before, I got curious. It was like a pile of clothes, or maybe one of the rocks fell. So, I grabbed one of the torches off of the walls, and I started to walk. As I got closer, I realized it wasn't something that fell, but was a living, breathing being. I called out a few times, but he didn't answer. I got worried, and then I felt for a pulse. I checked your breathing. You had knocked yourself out cold somehow. I think you ended up tripping over one of my logs because of how dark it was, but I don't think we'll ever know the truth. Do you remember any of it? How odd. Does your head hurt at all? That's good at least. No headache means there's no concussion, right? Yeah, that's what it's gotta mean. I mean, I'm not the most knowledgeable when it comes to human anatomy, so please correct me if I'm wrong on anything, honey. But you've got a few more injuries that do need wrapping up. There's a pretty big bruise on your knee. Not to mention the scrape you got on your hip, and then there's that cut on your thigh. So, let's tackle your knee first. Using my eight legs to skitter down your body. You feel me rip the part of your pants where you tore a hole, exposing your knee to the damp cave air. I can finally get a better look at it. Assess the damage, you know, all that good stuff. If you had just hurt your wrist, that's one thing, but considering all your injuries, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to walk with something like this. Does pressing down on the skin hurt? All right, I'll stop, sweetheart, I'll stop. But pain's a good thing, because that means at least you have feeling in it. I think personally you might have pulled something or maybe sprained it. It's definitely not broken, but maybe fractured. Can you fracture a knee? I mean, you must be able to, because every time I touch this part, you wince. It's going to be all right, I promise. I'm just going to wrap you up nice and slow. Going to do my best to keep this as steady as possible, all right? Pushing some of the silk out of my thorax. You watch as I start to wrap the silk strands around you. You're not going to have to worry about these bandages coming off anytime soon. Spider silk is stronger than steel. You're probably going to have to ask for my help when you want to remove these, sweethearts. That's not going to be a problem, right? Well, unless you have some sort of super strength that you're hiding from me, you're going to need help. Feeling the warm silk move around and around your knee. You find yourself watching how my claws weave. You almost can't see it. It's moving so fast as I weave the silk through the layers, making sure everything stays in place. We can try putting weight on it once you're all bandaged up. There's still the scrape on your hip and the cut on your thigh after this. I think I'm going to have to stitch up your thigh, but I hope your hip is going to be fine, at least given a few days. Does it hurt at all? No pain in your hips is a great sign. Maybe you're not as injured as I first thought, honey. I just assumed you were on the verge of death because of the position I found you in, and well, the fact that you're a human and you're kind of weak and you have such fleshy skin. I mean, it feels really soft and nice under my touch, but this isn't going to protect you from something. You need to grow something like an exoskeleton. Something hard to protect you from injuries. Clearly, you're kind of a klutz. If you had my outer shell, you would already be back home, away from the storm and the cold. At least you got a new friend out of it, right? And you're not going to die alone in a cave from injuries, so that's another win. Knee all wrapped up. Time for that hip. Moving upwards again, you feel my human hands start to lift your shirt a bit. Not a lot, just enough to show me your stomach so I can access your hips. I need to be able to see what I'm doing after all. Need to check to make sure it's just a scrape and absolutely nothing else. Besides me, who knows what kind of creepy crawlies live here? The silk is going to make sure none of that gets in your wounds. It has antibacterial properties for a reason. Usually spider silk is used for trapping prey and turning them into foods. It's nice to have a meal that you don't need to clean. It just also happens to make a great bandage as well. Most people don't get to see this side of Dryders. Consider yourself lucky. I'm not so sure I would have been so welcoming if you had gotten stuck inside my web, or even worse than that, destroyed it. But since you stumbled into a cave a little lost, you're in the clear. Now, tell me if it hurts when I touch it. Yeah, I probably should have seen that one coming. Luckily, it looks like just a scrape and nothing more. In a few days, it should be healed and you should be back to normal. That's good news, right? I think it's your least serious injury here, so I'm taking it as a win, even if you don't. Now let's check your thigh, because that's where the final cut is. Moving back down, you feel my claws start to rip at the fabric. I just don't think there's another way for me to be able to reach it. If I wasn't able to roll up your pants to your knees, I'm definitely not going to be able to roll them past it. Now, let's see that thigh of yours and see how deep the cut is. Okay. Not as bad as I thought. It's not great, but it's not horrible. You're probably just going to need a bandage and not stitches. It's definitely not as deep as it looks. Not when I get closer. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. I think with a bit of wrapping and a few days of staying still, you'll be on your way back home. You can last a few days with a Dryder, can't you? Don't worry. I'll make it as fun as I can. I don't have any intent on harming my new friends. It's actually kind of nice having someone besides myself to talk to. I'll take care of you for the next few days. Make sure you don't end up prey to someone less kind than me. We wouldn't want that to happen now, would we? Oh, don't you worry. I'll keep you nice and safe, sweetheart. You aren't going to have to worry about any predator coming into this cave and making an easy meal of you. The creatures around here know this cave is taken, know that I live in here. There's not going to be any visitors besides the bacteria on the ground or the germs on the walls. It's going to be all okay. Do you like soup? That's good. I can make us some soup for dinner. It'll be good for you to get some broth. It'll warm you up, give you a little bit of energy, and give you something to drink as well. It's kind of like the perfect thing for you right now. I don't know how long you were out when I found you. My best guess was only a few minutes, but it could have been longer. But at least you're going to be okay now. Everything's going to be perfectly all right. In a few days, you'll be right as rain, won't you? Already having a better attitude. Now, I think that's good enough for your thigh. Watching as my spinneret stops spinning. The silk is cut off so easily by the claws of my eight limbs. This is what you're going to need to get the bandages off in a few days. Just a regular knife isn't going to work, not with how strong my silk is. You might be able to use fire, but that's risky considering how close it is to your skin. But all things considered, with all your injuries bandaged up, how do you feel? Better already, huh? Are you sure you're not just flattering me or something? Because flattery will get you everywhere with me, honey. I don't mind it one So if you want to keep flirting with me, I'll make sure to turn on my charm too, sweetheart. Crawling upwards, you feel my eight limbs move across your body as I take a seat on your chest. My hands rest under my chin as my eight legs play out on either side of you, looking up at me, making direct eye contact for the first time. I can feel how your heart practically stutters. I can feel the speed pick up. Is this not what you wanted, honey? No. My hand caresses your cheek, tilting your chin towards me, sharing the same air you take in my appearance. Taking in a deep breath, you smell something faintly sweet. Was emitting some pheromones not the right move, sweetheart? Oh, then breathe it in for me, hon. My fingers start to stroke your chin lightly as you try to count how many eyes I have. You've only just noticed the extra two pairs, haven't you? They're above my main pair, a bit hidden by my bangs. It's all the better to see you with, sweetheart. Can take in a lot more of you with six eyes instead of two. Moving my thumb upwards and swiping it against your bottom lip, your pupils start to grow big. My, my, how curious. I want to see what happens if I push my thumb just a bit further in. What are you going to do, sweetheart? Yeah, oh, that's it, sweetheart. Suck it into your mouth. Oh, just like that. Use your tongue, swirl around it. Fuck, you look so pretty like this. Haven't had a chance to get a good look at your face until now. Wow, you're fucking gorgeous, sweetheart. Sucking my thumb just like I asked you to. It feels so good. Can't help but wonder if you would do that good of a job with my own pussy. Your tongue just feels so good. I start imagining how it would feel to roll around my clit, to suck it between your lips and lick that sensitive organ. Getting so wet just thinking about it, sweetheart. I can't tear my eyes off of you as you continue to swallow my thumb, practically worshipping it like it's my cunt. Should I sit my thorax on your face, rock into your mouth, face fuck you, letting you feel my spinneret as you try to keep your tongue moving? Should we try it, sweetheart? Do you want a taste of dried or pussy, honey? Oh, nodding your head, yes. You feel me take my thumb out of your mouth? You're not too upset because you know you're going to be met with something much better. You watch as my much larger form stands up and repositions itself, turning myself around. My front is now facing your feet. My thick ass is now in front of you. can feel my 8 limbs starting to pin you to the ground. Don't want you to move too much and hurt yourself more than you already are. Considering the extent of your injuries, I'm not sure if you would be able to handle anything more than this. All you have to do is move your mouth and tongue. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to handle the rest, okay, sweetheart? So good for me, staring up at my dripping pussy. My own hands start to remove what's left of your pants. There is barely anything left anyways. I'll find something for you to cover yourself with later. It's not the most important thing on my mind. Right now, I need you exposed for what I have planned. Lowering my thorax onto your face, you're greeted with my wet pussy. So warm. You slide your tongue along it, taking your first taste. I lean over and start rubbing you. Nothing fast, just a slow, almost teasing pace. Almost like how you're licking me. Going to try to match my pace with yours, honey. We're going to come at the very same time, okay? Wouldn't be fair if you just made me come. I know I'm the one who took care of you, who bandaged all those wounds and made sure they wouldn't get infected. But you can make it up to me when you aren't hurt. Right now, let me make you feel good. Let me take care of you. You deserve it after a day like today. Just focus on making me feel good. On worshipping my cunt, just like you're doing. Running your tongue along the folds, swallowing every drop of slick you get. You feel your hips rocking into my touch. My limbs tighten around you, helping you keep still. Oh, don't want you to move, honey. You could hurt yourself. I don't care if it takes me using some of my preternatural strength. I'm going to hold you down, keep you down, and make sure you take what you're given. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Like being told what to do, huh? Oh, that's good. That's really good because I happen to like telling others exactly what to do. Just because I'm nice doesn't mean I don't want to be in control. It's why I'm in charge of the pace. Slowly rocking my thorax against your face. Trying to encourage your tongue towards my clit. My hand hasn't changed a pace. Staying as steady as possible. Another limb moves from your legs. This time it's coating itself in something wet. Something you can't really see. Can only hear from between my thighs. It's hard to tell what's going on outside of me, because my pussy is on your face, my clit's in your mouth. Completely encompassed by my arachnid body, you don't want to be anywhere else. It's here that you feel one of my long tears start to slip inside you. Oh, I love how your tongue flicks. Keep moving just like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really, really good. Starting to grind myself against your face. You're going to make me come, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Feeling your hole slowly being opened. The stroking doesn't stop. If anything, it gets a little more demanding. Your hips buck into the touch, fucking yourself further into my hands, feeling the wine more than really hearing it. You sound so sexy, honey. Definitely going to have to fuck you again. This time without something in your mouth. I want to hear all those pretty sounds without the muffle of my clit. You grab onto my spinnerets, needing something to get more leverage as your tongue works me closer to the edge. Such a good job. Don't you even think about stopping. Your lips feel good against my pussy, but I'm going to need to hear how you sound when you come. How you pant when you get overstimulated. How you beg when you want to come. You're going to make so many pretty noises for me, aren't you, sweetheart? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I think we're going to be spending the rest of the night getting to know each other, honey. It's not like there's much else to do when it's raining like this. You're hurt. It's cold and wet out. We can stay in and play games like this. I can find out just how many times a human can come in 1 hour. I'm thinking twice. What about you? There's only one way to find out, hon. Feeling the limb twist inside you. You gasp at the sensation. It's at that moment you feel the pressure increase. Your hips responding on their own accord, getting the memo. Good thing I thought to use the rest of my limbs to hold you down. If it wasn't for how big I am, you would be squirming underneath me, writhing against the cold ground, trying to chase your own pleasure. Oh, yeah. Oh, like this. All you have to do is take what you're given. Feeling so vulnerable, it only pushes you closer as you fight off your own needs. You don't want to come, not yet, not when I'm not close. You're trying to come with me, not before me. It's going to feel so much better this way. Doesn't your orgasm always feel better after you've been denied? It does for me. It's why I'm grinding my thorax against your face, helping you work my clit with that tongue of yours. A bit bigger than what you were expecting. Yeah, that's it, hon. You're doing such a good job. Keep it up. Keep going. Helping me get so close. I can't get enough of how your tongue moves like that. You're going to make me come in no time. Oh, yeah. You're going to be okay. Just breathe for me, sweetheart. I know it feels good to have your olfact, to have my hand rubbing against you, to taste my pussy on your lips, but you're making me proud. Just a little bit longer. Oh, you can do it. I know you can. You've already taken so much. What's a little more? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, focus your attention on me, on my pussy. That's all you gotta worry yourself about. Oh, I've got you, honey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm right here. Oh, I know. I know it feels so good. You're fucking yourself against my hand, trying to take me deeper in your hungry hole. It's just so much for your body to handle. Your brain struggles to focus on my pleasure as you feel yourself throb. Oh, come on. You can do it. You're so close. I can feel how my clit is starting to twitch. Just a bit more. Keep working your tongue against it. I know you can. Oh, yeah. It's in. Oh, that's that. Fuck. Don't move, Justin. Oh, fuck. It's too much. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna. I want you to let go with me. Can you do that? Can you make me proud, sweetheart? Oh, fuck. Let go. You've earned this. Be good for me and go. Moving off of your face. You did a very good job, sweetheart. You handled Dryder pussy quite well. Was that your first time with a monster like me? Or do you make a habit out of bedding monster girls? How did I know? Figured we should at least kiss since you know what my cunt tastes like. It's only fair, right? Look, you're not in any real condition to travel like this. You're bruised and hurt to all hell. If you were to go out on your own like this, you would only make yourself worse. I mean, with how heavy the rain is coming down, if you didn't get an infection, you would probably get lost. So you're going to stay with me, at least for the night, okay? I promise, I won't try to eat you or anything. I know the kind of reputation predators like Dryders have. If it makes you feel better, I happen to be more of a vegetarian, and that's why I offered to make soup. Speaking of which, are you feeling hungry? Then give me a moment. Standing up is a lot harder than I remember. I think some of my limbs might have gone numb from having to hold you down. Now, I'll be right back, sweetheart. I'm going to go warm up some broth. I'll be back in just a second, so stay still and don't move or do anything stupid. At least wait for me to be watching you before you try to hurt yourself again.